Okay. I'm going to let you guys roll through it, meaning that you guys are just providing your comments to us in the draft, correct? So I don't necessarily let you guys get started. Mike, if you want to.
There will probably be some comments.
Sure.
Yes. Building element, which we got a new version.
Meaning no formalities on our end, so.
Do you want to go through the items that are already highlighted in yellow?
Sure, yeah, that suits you.
If that, you'd like to do that, because so we don't forget those.
Some of the other issues, then we'll come back.
So the first one is the vision for the chapter. Is we have concerns, likes, dislikes, are we okay with this vision? Because it got highlighted for a reason.
Be a leading example. I like that, leading example. There you go.
You know, the word creative could be expensive. It may not work.
Maybe I'm being too much of a wordsmith here, but if you look at the other vision statements throughout the other elements, they all follow the same pattern, which is to ensure or to coordinate or to develop. And this is more of a statement and less of a vision, and that's why it was highlighted.
What's your suggestion?
I'm good at pointing out the obvious and
okay,
Mr. Obvious.
Yeah, that's the name, Mr. Obvious.
I have other recommendations throughout the element. I just say that, you know, maybe we could come back with. I think Del Dot provided this vision statement to.
No. Yeah, Vince. It was actually planning and zoning. No, it was planning and zoning commission. What I mean is, he can help me recall. It was planning and zoning commission, and it was Kim Stevenson's made the initial suggestion, and then we kind of worked on that.
She felt pretty strongly about it. You know, like we can, be a leader. That she was, as I recall, felt strongly about that term.
I think this one was also attempt to be a little bit bolder than some of the others.
Bold is good. If that's okay with council, then I just wanted to.
I don't care about creative. I just want it to work.
Yeah.
Whatever we do it.
Well, that was part of it, I think, is we recognized at the commission that the way things had been happening wasn't working, you know, and that in the prior plan, we just, you know, cut and pasted Deldot's mobility element into the plan. And so we were, from the very beginning, trying to look at this a whole different way.
And thinking back, the word creative was chosen just to almost be like a charge to all of us to be thinking about, well, if this isn't working, what else could we do?
It just wouldn't push us into over-engineering stuff so we can be creative. In other words, you know, somebody proposes a roundabout when four-way stop would have worked for a lot less.
I think it's way higher level than that.
Yeah.
Assume that because we've been doing it a certain way that we should continue doing things.
Right, and you wouldn't go around, you know, the design standards and the manuals that are currently there. If it's not warranted, you wouldn't do it. It's just, you know, being in an area that's developed, you know, sometimes your options are limited, so we got to get creative on how can we, because like we said, we can't fix, we can improve. So it's, like I said, I think at a higher level, it's really just to give us a charge. So, like I said, and it was.
You okay with that?
I don't care.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
What was the next thing we had highlighted in here?
Page 21.
Oh, okay, there we are.
Sprawling development was
who
highlighted.
Put that word in there.
Where was that page?
21.
Still on page 1?
21.
I looked up there.
21. You'll see a big highlighted thing there.
21.
What came from one of our friends.
This one, as I recall, was not highlighted because we wanted to change. It was highlighted so the council knew this particular paragraph is in the plan.
Mm. Okay.
Sprawling development today, right
away. Mm. Let me read this thing. Is that another one of mine? I don't know. I'm rewording it.
Get done, see if you're okay with what it says.
Trust funds dollars.
I guess it's hard to, that's how you word it, it's hard to argue against some of the.
That's right.
I think the premise is it comes out of like that, a lot of that smart growth, and every time I go to a conference on smart growth that dealt with municipalities and things like that, as opposed to rural areas and county areas. And I just think to think that we're going to change human nature through zoning with, you know, creating higher densities closer to a transit hub. Most of the people here are retirees and second home rentals or second home properties in the coastal area, and they're not using the transportation systems like a guy who's going to work every day, DC suburbs and all that kind of stuff. It's a whole different type of demographic, and this sounds good, but again, I've always said I'd rather have low density sprawl than high density sprawl.
Well, and I think, Mr. Cole, I think that you know, the intent of this paragraph is really to kind of link to the discussions you're having about the land use chapter and provide information of how they're, you know, how they're linked together, you know, to inform the public essentially about how those land use decisions affect the transportation decisions.
I'm reading out of the old book. Anybody got a new book? Is there a new book?
There are no new books, but they brought this stuff to you.
There were three chapters sent individually.
I got it.
Yeah. Hello.
One of the comments that staff made, or staff had, about highlighting this entire section. So the section 13.2.6 was overview of other significant issues. And perhaps in this one paragraph, there was one sentence that I highlighted myself, which is, as such, perhaps the most important force that affects transportation demand and travel patterns is land use and development. Under the term sprawling development, or the paragraph sprawling development, the other sections in this were disconnected land use, seasonal traffic patterns, demographic trends, climate change. And I almost took a little offense to the fact that one of the reasons, one of the issues of significant problems with our transportation system is that the transportation system itself hasn't kept up with the demand on it, at least in Sussex County. In my read of this, there was no view from DLDOT, the agency, on the ability to stay with the development in Sussex County and provide adequate transportation system. For instance, isn't a significant issue with our roads is the fact that it takes so long to build them, or we don't have enough money to build them? And if we're talking about significant issues to maintain the transportation system in the county, shouldn't we at least list those as well? So I took a little bit of a different angle on this entire section. I think some of the issues perhaps need, if we're going to list them, we should also list things that we know are obviously a hurdle. We don't have enough money to build the roads that we need today. Should we bring that up?
Right, and I think there.
It's been added as the last, based on the comments we received from the county staff, that has been added as the last issue, new issue, project delivery timeline and funding availability.
Okay.
What page are you on?
Bottom of page 22.
Well, if I can add to that.
Very good. That looks good.
I would, because I know we've had earlier testimony in this through this process, whereas it has been stated that this comp plan has been extensive, taken a year and a half plus, right? A lot of man hours, a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of energy. But when it comes right down to it, DLDOT does not use this at all, or very little, I should say, as it relates to their decision making on where they're going to use, what they're going to do. And I think that's been shared before. So because sometimes the approval mechanism that you guys go through is what it is, but this is not part of that. So I would love to have that included in this. So I have to tell you, so our public understands what you all do and how you make your decision making as it relates to our infrastructure.
I got to find the page for you, but we addressed that in here. Because you know, when we had our director come and speak,
Drew said it,
he did, that right, and we confirmed that it's written in our policies, and I'm not saying we can't always we can't improve. That's why we're here, because we're improving this process.
Right.
But I mean, It's incorrect to say that we don't take it into consideration, but we're here today and have been working with you so that we can improve that and make sure that it's an even bigger part of the decision-making process. So, you know, the issues that are here, really kind of like the two purposes of the comp plan is to kind of inform and discuss the current status of things and then to talk about strategies to how to make things better. We were careful to make sure that we don't want to do finger pointing, like we don't want to do that anymore. You know, so if there's anything that's unclear, we can work on that. But we were trying to state it from the standpoint of, you know, if the money is limited, you know, to kind of go with your future land use discussions, that it's obviously easier to do projects where if we can cluster them and keep them, you know, in the same area. So that was the intent of the language. And I can find that other part to talk about the comp plan, if that helps.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, again, it's, and I agree, and that's why we are all working together towards, but this is, to me, it's about public, right, transparency and communicating with our public,
right,
in reference to the process, and, you know, this, and as it relates to the comp plan specifically, and that's what I'm referring to. I mean, not
right.
Project by project, but.
And that's why there are a few things in the chapter that when we were writing this, you know, helping write this for you, or with you, really, that, you know, we actually said, okay, well, this might add a little bit of length to the chapter, but it provides, because, you know, there's through the last year, we've been talking about, well, you know, how does DLDOT make decisions? So we try to put a lot of that in there so that there would be a better understanding of how decisions are made so that we can continue to work together on those decisions. So that's why a lot of the 13.3 language was added in.
Mr. Lawson, reading this sentence right here, does that answer some of your questions?
It does. It addresses it, and I think it's a good addition.
Okay.
On Mr. Burton, as it and why you find that, Josh, the sprawling development has occurred,
mm-hmm.
right? And therefore, probably the existing roads could help with that, but there may be some need for new roads. Do you think that's addressed in that?
So I think, you know, this kind of sets up the later discussion in the chapter about things we need to do. As I said, you know, you can almost think of the first part of the chapter and these issues as really just informing everyone, informing the public, and making sure that we are all kind of aware of our challenges so that then we can, when we work on the strategies that towards the end of the chapter, we're thinking, okay, well, that, you know, what does this strategy kind of accomplish for us? It helps us combat this sprawling issue. Because it's really just kind of us trying to state facts, you know, like you are primarily rural, you know, and there is, as George says, there is market demand to develop in a certain way. But we all know that, you know, we can't just kind of, you know, keep going this, you know, keep doing the same things we're doing now. So it really kind of informs us and keeps us all on the same page about our challenges. That was the real intent.
But I would just chime in to say that my observation is it's not that, say, the low density is causing a problem, you know, with traffic and highways and stuff. It's just that there's been no improvements, and we've kept improving and sometimes up the density in areas because maybe they're close to something or whatever, but there's still no, on the horizon of your schedules or anything, that any improvements to this road, like for shoulders, et cetera, et cetera. So I can't imagine why, again, we would want to be encouraging, you know, because of some mobility thing that someday that this is in an area, but the roads are so bad and they're not going to be improved for 30 years. You know, why would we, again, upzone now? Because there's nothing on the horizon and the quality of life of those people for the next 30 years. And then by the time 30 years comes around, it's going to be a whole different set of problems.
As he pointed out, though, we're going to start working together even harder to make sure that we all know what's happening and going forward. So DLDOT's going to be at the table with you saying, you know, hey, this is the area that we have in our CTP that's, you know, we're going to have some roads that are going to be upgraded. These are where, you know, if people are submitting plans to you, you need to consider how that's going to impact. If there's going to be a significant improvement on the roads, those developments may be able to go through at that point. So again, your county is so large, it is very challenging. Like, and we get that. Like that, you know, for us to have the size of the county, even though Newcastle County has more population, you all have the land mass, right? So it's kind of spread out. We just got to work together to make sure.
But on rezoning, when we're sitting here and somebody says it's in an area, it's in one of these CCPs somewhere or other, but what if the improvements aren't 30 years away? I mean, that really doesn't help.
But you'll know that ahead of time. They also can make contributions to make improvements. I mean, again.
Right, but still, you don't get enough contributions because you've only got this guy, didn't it, and all these others haven't.
Right, but I think what.
But I'm just, what's the incentive for us? Why would we put further burden on roads that already are stressed and there's nothing on the horizon, nothing on any schedule, nowhere is there anything firmly saying that this road will be improved in 2020 or 22. So I mean, I could see that. Okay, we'll up the zoning here. We'll double the density. We'll do this. We'll, you know, because it all sounds good, because there's going to be a road system to accommodate. But then if I don't hear, show me something, you know. Mm-hmm. And if I don't see it, or if we don't have anything documented, why would we, in good faith, just create?
I'm not sure you can answer that question.
You're not going to be able to prioritize. Give us schedules like in 2020, this road will be fixed.
Well, there is no, the CCP.
Right, but I think what you're.
That's all they got, right?
That's right, that's all I got.
Right, but I think what you're saying is good, because it demonstrates that the strategies that we have support us working on that implementation, and also that what we've heard throughout the whole process and what we've been thinking about this whole time is, okay, this is our guide, but we're not walking away from the table when this is done. What we've heard is action and follow-up reporting, you know, accountability, all that. We've been listening, and that just means that we've got to communicate more regularly about what's going on, what the plans are, and then communicate better in terms of what the priorities are, so that the county and DLDOT both know this is the area, you know, like we have this area we're going to make improvements in. That makes the development approval process that's just that much better. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Right, but without a timeline, again, Mr. Arlett maybe has a tendency to say, I want to, it fits into all this stuff, right? It sounds good, let's do it. But then there's nothing, any documentation to say when it will get done to be able to accommodate what we have plus the new stuff. Right. So. You know, again, why would responsible people like ourselves keep throwing more into an area that we see no real?
Right.
And 6 years out's nothing.
I think the best way to answer that question is, or just address that comment, is that, you know, it's not something that we can't put in the comp plan, like we'll do all these things by this year. But on an annual basis, we can say, hey, we can adjust those, you know, we can provide that forecast on a regular basis with the county going forward, instead of it being, you know, like we can't say, yes, we'll do these things by this year.
Right, but because, I'd love to see it when the applications come in and you're sitting at the table. I just would like to see that application go in front of you guys and say, okay, we want to do things here because it's in some kind of plan.
Right.
I'd like to see something to say that the estimate on that work being done would be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Because then that would help us make a decision. But somewhere, somebody's got to tell us something other than it's just in some book somewhere.
Well, and the planners...
Can I just real quick? Sure. The commission had that same exact discussion, Mr. Cole, that you did. And that's why one of the reasons the commission felt so strongly about everything Josh is talking about, and also that committee. Yeah, because I know, the same as you all, you know, on a land use application, everybody's kind of heard, well, I think this intersection is going to be improved. Or, you know what, I heard that there's a project for Route 9, you know, and it's a little bit of, well, I think I read in the paper, or I heard talking to the legislator, or, you know, somebody at DLDOT.
Or they've taken money and they put it in a pot.
And that's why one of the things you'll see in here is there's some benchmarks on things, not specific road projects. They're listed because we wanted to make sure that everybody sort of had a list of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But there's also some things about how we're going to implement better communication. And honestly, that was one of the reasons for that committee that we talked about in here. You know, I know there was concern about the makeup of the committee or whatever, but one of the things that the commission felt strongly about was that would be a group that could be a liaison between council and DLDOT, mm-hmm. among other things. It could say, all right, every quarter, you know, like the state police comes in here and gives a crime report, every quarter, every half a year, you know, on the five-point intersection, this is where we are, this is what's happened in the next 6 months, next year or so, you know, or whatever the roadway. And so that there's a scorecard, and everybody knows what it is. Because up to this point, everybody's kind of just been operating on what I think's happening coming down the road without any good information. So I think that's one of the useful things that, that came out of here.
Right, and I think the biggest point for us is that, you know, we don't want it to be perceived that we're helping you through this process and then we're walking away from it. I mean, that's, you know, our director, you know, Mr. Drew Boyce has said that, you know, he reorganized his team to support this new model. I mean, you know, the position that I'm in, you know, the position that Jen is in, they didn't exist a couple years ago. We've actually reorganized our office to support this level of planning. So, I mean, this is not going to change. So, I mean, that's, I'll just kind of end on that, you know, that it won't, you know, we're getting the plan approved, and then after that, we're working on the plan. So it's not going to be just shelved.
And the information isn't going to just go one way, right? So it's going to just be done mm-hmm. on saying, hey, we're not approving these roads. Whatever comes into you all in the plans, if we see a need created, we would go back to DLDOT and say, hey, you know what? County Council's receiving all these, you know, requests. We need to start talking about that surrounding area. So, I mean, again, it's going to go, it's a two-way street. It's going to happen with the committee. I mean, so we need to.
And we don't know how that will look yet.
But. So if we move on to page 31.
Before mm-hmm. we do that, because okay. I want to add one more comment. Sure. I want to get too sideways here, too sidetracked, I know. But at the same time, while we're on this topic and while we're doing this, and this is just kind of a generic question, and you can answer as you see fit. But I was driving upstate a couple weeks back. I don't remember what road I was on. I was just following GPS, you know. So as we all know how that works. But I think it was somewhere near Middletown, north or south or somewhere. It was not on, you know, Route 1. It was, you know, it was on some back road. And I drove through this one area, whereas it was having a massive amount of construction, like a new, it was a new road. It was a new, I don't know if it's a bypass.
It's 301.
Yeah,
it's
301.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. And I'm driving through here, and I'm thinking, this is wonderful. Somebody's planning. Because there was nothing around it where I was driving. You know what I mean? It's not like it was a reactive move. It was a planning move. Seriously. Uh-huh. So my point to that is we don't have, I'm not aware of one road, since I've been living here for 12 years, have I ever seen that in this county. So my question is are they doing something different up there? When I'm talking about they, I'm talking about the council up there as it relates to their planning, right? This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. And sharing that with you so you can plan, whereas I know this council in years past have always been guilty or been accused of reactive, very little planning, right? And which is why we are where we are today. So have we done things differently down here? Hence, we don't have any new roadways or any planning, whereas they've done things differently up there. Whereas you were building the road like that. Just a philosophical
yeah,
question.
Yeah, that's
and ultimately,
I would say this: you referenced 12 years ago.
Yes.
12 years ago, if you'd gone up there and ridden on what was 301-896, you'd have seen Route 1. You'd seen the forgotten mile up there every day with trucks. I mean, where they are today with that mm-hmm. started probably 15-20 years ago.
Yeah, even right. longer.
Because so, of, right. and primarily the truck traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I actually worked in the North Project Development Office for DLDOT, and I saw study information that went back probably to at least 2000 for studying the 301 project that you're seeing. So 18 years later, it's being built. So
yeah, but it gets back down to my question. Was it built because of
demand.
Well, demand / was there a plan in place? And you guys, I mean, I'm just wondering how, you know what I mean?
It's kind of difficult to answer, but if I could answer it in the, if I could answer it in the simplest way possible, sure. It would be in that shared support of the project. And I think that's one of the things we're working on here is, you know, is if we are going to say we want to do XYZ, then we all need to stick with it and say we're going to do this, and even if it takes 15 years, we hope it doesn't, but we're going to do that. We're going to go through the process and, you know, and say if this is a county priority, state priority, community priority, we're going to do it. And that's the best way I could answer it is, you know, like we can all talk about things, but if we don't follow through and support, you know, build that support, then we won't be able to do those proactive projects.
So, but when you say shared, okay, does that mean financial? Does that mean planning? Does that mean, you know, if we're going to do this and we want you as a body to help?
It's also support, you know, because there has been bypasses that have been proposed down here. I mean, let's be realistic about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been planned and replanned and shot down. And
there's been false starts, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, and that actually came up in the commission. That was one of the early discussions we had about the mobility element, was that it should be something that's a tool, and maybe ammunition, I guess, would be a word for future DLDOT projects, you know, so that, you know, people recognize that there's going to be projects that are good for Sussex County, but that may not be great for the individual property owner, for example, that's going to have a road going through its, its yard,
but,
you know.
But we have to communicate that message for the greater good, and we have to say that we're not, you know, that, like, that we can't, you know, sideline projects because of a minor opposition when it's for the greater good of the county. And I think, you know, and we talk about stretching transportation dollars thin. Well, the worst thing we could possibly do is study something, go through a whole process, and then do nothing with the project. We've talked about that before, too, because of opposition. So we need to communicate that message early on and say we all want this to happen, and then work with, you know, legislators, work with the media, work with the public to say this is what we all want to do. It's early awareness of things, too.
Go ahead, Eugene.
I think to tie everything back to one, I mean, I'm talking, my earlier comment was the need for new designed roads, right? And to Rob's point of the 301 is a new road. And if there could be any way to, for you guys to kind of change your model, I know this is all way out in the weeds, but, you know, I believe that there's some kind of connector road between 9 and 24 is needed throughout the, you know, another plantation road of some kind, right, to cross
north, south,
the east-west.
East-west.
And other, you know, but these would be new roads. And there's opportunity to do that today. There may not be opportunity tomorrow. So, you know, I think what you guys got to be is just like the developers do. They knock on somebody's door and say, we're interested in being at the table when you want to sell. Because I, you know, knowing that the road's going to go somewhere, at least they know to call you. And then you're in the room when the, with the housing development that's coming, or with the, I just think that too many times the development comes and then we say, damn, we need a road, right? And the existing roads you can improve or change, or that's easier. The newer bypass roads, you're going to need to, you know, purchase a lot of land if that's on the slate. So I just, you know, it's the cart before the horse. When's the horse on the cart?
No, but I think you're setting yourself up right, though, because you're putting the strategies in this plan, and obviously we're working with the Five Points Working Group. And then, so we're working on it right now. You can see how the strategies are in this plan, but then the same ideas, because let me reiterate that those are just ideas at this point in the working group process. Those same ideas are being discussed, and they're supported by the comp plan. You know, they're consistent with each other. So that's really important, too.
So. And then one other last point. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. But this is probably one of the more important things, I think, in this entire complex, comp plan. But Can you share your I wouldn't say frustration, but I just realized that you guys are probably feel like somewhat of a punching bag in some ways, because you get the pressure from us, i.e. the community, right, at the local level, land use level, right? At the same time, you quote-unquote report and serve the elected officials out of Dover, right? Because they're state, you are a state agency, right? They are state elected officials. So I'm wondering if there's an opportunity for us, and Todd, before you, don't go anywhere yet. So I'm actually wondering if you know, once a year, twice a year, I know we meet with our state legislators talking about, we have in the past about public safety. I'm wondering if we should actually have a Sussex County, if you would, and we meet with our educators, right? We meet with them, but we don't talk about this with them. in any formal capacity. So I'm almost wondering if we need to include this as a as an element of opportunity, right, to work with our elected officials out of Dover, all of our Sussex County, the five state senators, the nine state reps, right, and have this as an annual or biannual, however it is deemed to be fit, that we have this as a process.
So do you want to kind of clarify something that you did say? We actually work for the people of Delaware. We report to the people, the higher ups in Dover.
Right.
But yes, that's a great idea, and I think that's very important as well, because to IG's point, one of the things that DelDOT has is advanced acquisition, but unfortunately we have to wait for the landowner to come to us. So, but that's a change that can be made at the legislator level. So again, there are things that probably need to be discussed and talked about with legislators, but I think that's a great idea.
But that's not what you're really talking about. You're talking about, I think, more the projects, right? You know, so that
I think all things. I think all things mobility. I mean, not just the not just the projects specifically, but just more so working better hand in hand with our elected officials in Dover, because they hear it too, right? And at the same time, it's like you know, we're in our sandbox, they're in their sandbox, but we twice a year we ought to be joining our sandboxes and having this very important dialogue together. Right, as a community and as a county, from all the stakeholders. So I'm just wondering if that's something that we can implement, because I don't think we've ever done it, not that I'm aware of. I mean,
and I got to say, the Five Points Working Group study has been really eye-opening for me to have Representative Schwarzkopf, Representative Smith, and Senator Lopez there. It's been great because they are hearing from people other than just their constituents, and
right.
and being a part of a team of people that have a vested interest in that area. So.
A couple things. There is a strategy that relates to what you're talking about, Rob, directly. So we can tap into that. currently, the way it's done, it's a separated issue separated initiative, I should say. The state officials know a lot about the transportation projects that are taking place in their districts. They have a very good outreach program. We get invited to those on sort of an ad hoc basis, and it's not a systematic update on a county level, because we really don't have any stake in the game. It's just a coordination thing for us to know. The other thing is our annual CTP rollout in September at the South District office. Most of the time the state elected officials show up there and see what's going to happen in the next year, but that's really not a coordinated effort like you're describing. So just examples of where we can do better already.
I think if we do combine our efforts annually at minimum, you know, we are all on the same page and we all can work towards, right, improving our mobility for our constituents in this county. I mean, I think, and it would send a real signal to our community too, like, hey, we are together, we are hear you, we're very loud and very clear, and we will move forward. We will move forward collectively.
And in 25 years, we'll have a road for you.
Well, that's a separate discussion. So,
That's the problem. I mean, they got the problems now. They want to see solutions now, and we got a 6-year plan. So, what's ever on that 6-year thing is about all we can expect. Anything else is 20 years down the road.
So, what we want to do is encourage more people to move in.
So,
more coming to state, we'd be better off.
But anyway, it's that's the disconnect, I think.
I hope we do.
To get any of the new road you want, IG, it'll be different people here and a whole different set of problems. So, anyway.
I think that's the exact reason why the milestones have been included in this particular chapter, to make sure that there is a process and there's some expectation with that.
Yeah.
Our real problem is supply and demand. We got bigger supply than we thought we'd have. We keep encouraging them to come in. So keep them coming in. So we're going to have, that's the kind of problem we got. So no wonder we've got this problem.
Farmers should be happy. They're selling more food.
There you go.
That's good.
Selling more food?
Yeah.
Ms. Cornwell, next
one. I don't think it involves us.
Actually, the entire discussion leads into this one.
Yep.
This was, so if we're good with this on page 32, we highlighted it. It states, therefore, the strategy for these corridors should be to develop proactive plans to reduce the encroachment of development adjacent to the right-of-way.
Not that we're suggesting a change or anything there, but just sort of highlighting that statement.
Just highlighting it so everybody knows that actually the entire conversation we just had, we're trying to be proactive in the the plan.
But right-of-way designates an existing
yes,
road.
Yes, that's part
yes.
of it. That's, yeah.
That's for existing
that,
roads.
That
now,
discussion we just had, this is a part of that.
Part of
right,
that.
It's all,
this
it's all
doesn't
piece
take care
new
of all of it. But. Mm-hmm. And then if we move on to page 33, we noted that the plan currently states the county is encouraging denser land uses along US 9.
This is one we had a question about, whether
yeah.
that's sort of an accurate statement, or is it all of Route 9? I think, Mr. Burton, you had a question about that on maybe.
Well,
on
I think, because I think just before
lands?
We... Just before we get, I think cause that was originally written in response to early drafts by planning and zoning.
Right.
So,
yes.
So yeah, we can definitely, if we need to reword that or make you know, make sure that that's consistent, we can do that.
And I would say planning and zoning too, just that was part of a two-part conversation was that basically Route 9 is becoming more developed. And the part two or part B of that was Route 16 has not. We should really be careful about what happens on Route 16 as being
mm-hmm.
a major I don't know, east, west, north, south, I don't know which way it runs, but road
Border.
That we can kind of be out in front of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but 16's not mentioned.
Very
on the first page of the mobility, it is in other pages.
Speech.
Yep, couple
bottom,
of bullets down. Yeah, yep.
Bottom of page 33 it is, because I had that question originally too
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, but it's not in... Stay with me. I agree with you. I think 16 needs to be throughout the plan.
IG, if I may, in the table 13.3-5, additional capacity improvement
page,
projects.
What page?
What page?
I have it 30, but I think my draft might be a little different. So either 29 or 30, I'd say.
29.
Janelle says 29. The project location says SR 36 and SR 16 from 404 to 1.
Yeah, fourth one down.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think it's not mentioned.
And what kind of plans do we have for improvements on Route 9 right now? Right now, what is scheduled? Anything? Anything firmly in some book somewhere on some piece of paper saying, here's
well,
what we're going to do to Route 9?
The Sand Hill Road intersection just got
yeah.
greenlighted with that Tiger grant, so that is going to
Okay, completely redone.
Right, so intersection improvements,
other than
safety improvements, but like not we're not looking at it as a corridor. We're you know doing projects to.
I know you're piecemealing, fixing things that are broken.
Right, but the idea here would be to look at it proactively and
well,
say.
From my land use hat, and I'm sitting here going, the county encouraging denser land uses along Route 9.
And again, that's why we highlighted it because they're gonna.
It's crazy.
They're going to fix that. That's actually going to come out. We just wanted to bring that to the county's attention. That's coming out because when this chapter was originally written, the land use plan from Planning Commission had a lot of development happening in that area. The current land use plan has changed some of that development along Route 9. In certain areas it may happen, but in other areas it is definitely still low density. So that line, that's
but
why we brought
take
it.
Take that whole sentence out.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's true.
I mean, what do you think, Myra?
Is that?
Okay, fine.
So that's why we wanted to bring it to
right,
the everybody's attention.
Yeah.
It wasn't quick enough. IG.
But our 16 is not mentioned on page 4, right? Main roads in the county are principal arterials, which include US 13, 113, SR1, 404, 26, 20, 18, and 9. Where's 16?
That's on page 4?
Yeah.
That's because those are principal arterials. Oh, you're talking about minor arterials and major collectors. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, 16 probably should be somewhere in one
no,
of
No, that's
those.
A good point. That's yeah. a very good point.
16 is critical.
And it's
you're saying that we can just add it to that minor...
You ought to add it to this list, and
yeah,
then I think it ought to be also added as on objective 13.4.1, access to efficiency of evacuation routes. It's not mentioned. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it looks, it is a major collector. You're saying just add it to that.
Add it to
that's a very good point.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a consistency thing, of course. You got that?
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. The next
also,
go ahead.
Just a quick thing for updated CTP table which is table 13.3.3-2. There are a couple of US 9 projects which were added for FY24. One is US 9 Kings Highway from Dartmouth Drive to Freeman. That's widening of the existing road and provide multimodal facilities on that. And there is also improvement to some intersections along Route 9. So those projects have been added in that table.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll get we'll end with a new table at the end of it then, right?
They're in the table.
It's in there, yeah.
It's just
to address Mr. Cole's question about what we're doing, there are Route 9 projects in that table.
Okay.
And then we would basically take those, what are we doing now, what should we do in the future?
Gotcha.
Yeah, we should be very cautious of what we approve on 16 because of its importance to get people east and west.
Right, I think the vision sets us up nicely for making sure that we can maintain that regional flow and also local traffic.
Yeah, and to that point, I think a statement has been added,
And I think the updated future land use map also reflects that as well, because it shows a good chunk of 16 as low density going through the county.
Should be no density.
On page 33, where we have discussion for SR16 from Maryland line to SR1, I think a statement has been added to strengthen that this corridor should also be preserved to allow for future capacity expansion and prevention of intermittent development encroachment. So,
yeah, the county, we should identify some of these roads, Todd, and that we ought to like the buffers and the setbacks that we've been talking about. They should be on roads like this today. So if something comes in, we know it, that it's been identified. And we ought to be working on some of these roads. Even the one from Smith's, I don't know the number of it, it comes out here on 113, comes across. There's a number of east-west roads that are relatively undeveloped right now that could be widened very easily. But yet we're going to see, as this county grows, people going back and locating businesses or whatever. But we ought to look at any of these, because 404 comes in and you could easily hook in 404 over to that, what is that road number from Smith's?
Is that Redden Forest Road?
Redden Road, right, yeah. I mean, that road coming into 113, and then you could easily loop it over to 9 somehow. I mean, because there's all that farmland there. Anyway, there's some opportunities there, but we ought to start identifying some of these east-west roads, even though they're not major, whatever, and say they have future potential for east-west, you know, capacity type things, and that because of that, we need to have greater setbacks on these types of roads, so we can have the room to build the roads.
That's referenced in here. So,
yeah. It is referenced. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a real quick, just a minor note. We were taking off the bold on partners. We've been doing that, but I think we missed a couple.
Yeah.
So just let you know that if you see a bold one, we're circling them. We'll take those off.
And I know Mr. Lawson and Ms. Cornell, we have some typos too we've picked up, but we'll take care of those.
Yeah, like I said, I just wanted you to know that I saw it. Yeah, we'll work on that.
I mean, and I don't mean just this one in a plan.
Holistically, we're trying to clean everything.
So now we're going to move to page 41.
Correct.
So this one was highlighted because I'm not sure. So this is that dedicated county transportation fund. And there's a line in here that for the basis for the funds. It says user fees such as congestion fees and parking fees could be potential sources of transportation revenue for the county. I don't know that was ever, either one of those were ever considered. Janelle, do you? I mean, by planning and zoning, I don't know where we talked about parking fees.
I know there was definitely discussion about fees coming across certain bridges and other things that I don't remember are parking fee.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was that whole creative thing again, just like ideas. So
probably came from Del Dot, I'm thinking. I think they slipped it in there.
Congestion fees.
I'm thinking.
I'm going back to our original charge was they said, bring us anything you got.
How about striking that sentence?
I think the some earlier discussions also focused on we don't want to prescribe what that funding would be, but just that we could look into it,
consider it.
So well, I think that's an easy one.
We would have to do an impact fee on development, and for every house approved, where every lot
that's
approved.
That's talking about parking.
Well, yeah, that, this is, that's what we're saying. This
you're going to strike that sentence.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Easy enough, yeah.
Right. Now on page 49.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to move us along here. We got
a lot to talk about today, yep. All right.
Going to need another workshop.
You never know.
So we highlighted, several strategies were highlighted, just to bring to the council's attention if you had any concerns or anything that you wanted. If you're good with these, we can move on, but if there was a concern, we can definitely discuss. Because I think, you know, establish appropriate roles and responsibilities for the committee, I'm not sure if that needs to be a strategy in the comprehensive plan, because I think council's going to do that anyhow.
Yeah. I think the 13.2.1.2 and 0.1.3, I mean, those two things are something we would do, and the first one we would do, the second we'd have to do.
We do it anyway.
So I.
Well, I don't know with 1.3, because that's the one that talks about that dedicated county transportation funding. And I remember Mr. Schrank came in and talked about
that. That's what it was. Yeah.
Some legislative work on that potentially. Mm-hmm. I would say leave that one in. But I agree with establishing the rules and responsibilities. That just is an automatic.
Sort of it comes with the strategy, the first strategy.
Yes.
So he wants to take that one out?
Yes, please.
Okay. And you want to leave the other one?
Yeah, I think we'd need to.
I disagree, but okay, we'll do that.
And then the third one on that page.
Third highlighted one.
Yeah.
But that is, as I read in the plan, that's done every 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then do we have input on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whether what roads are going into the CCP plan?
There's a submission process that you would follow.
Right. And once again, that's just better coordination. Maybe it's always been
Done that
maybe
before?
I can't comment on that. I'm not sure. I mean, I know that we would follow the notification process, but I don't know what follow-through there was from both parties. I don't know.
It appears that it was a state initiative to start, so I'm not sure, whether county has had further input since then.
Because that goes to what George is talking about on certain road preservations.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, this is an important road to preserve for east-west.
So that's consistent with the discussion in the chapter, just providing a strategy.
I like it. I just wonder if we do it. What year are we on the review? Do you review all the roads?
It's next year. It's 2019.
Oh, this is fitting in nicely.
The timeline fits very nicely.
That'll give you something to think about.
He doesn't need more to think about.
Yeah, noodle on that one.
So we're good with that strategy?
Yes, ma'am. We're good.
Well, I think Todd's got a question.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Long.
This is a bigger discussion, but it focuses right on this objective and this goal. I could not find a place that it directly says in here in our goals, objectives, and strategies, build new roads, build more roads, construct new roads, construct more roads. And we were talking about this earlier, and this segues directly into that thought process. The goal in this is increase the physical operation capacity of the system in this county. The objective is improve mobility for local residents. If you look at the very last strategy, 1.9, you could perhaps say that this is constructing new roads. Support DLDOT in completing intersection improvements, shoulder widening alignment, and local road networks. It's the last strategy in this objective. If we want new roads and to build new roads, is that where we want the last strategy to be? And do we want it to be stronger if, in fact, this is what this references? Do we want it to say support DLDOT in constructing intersection improvements, shoulder widening, alignment improvements, and other local road network projects, or other local network road construction?
Or work with DLDOT to identify where new roads are needed or whatever.
And again, the wording would probably, constructing it to me would mean that you would hire a construction team, but maybe advancing, helping DLDOT advance new road projects or something along those lines, where the county is working with the committee that's formed with DLDOT to look at where new roads could be.
Well, I think what we're saying is we don't want to beat around the bush.
Yeah, I know, right? I hear you.
Build roads.
Do you think that should be moved? That 2.1.9 should become 2.1.1?
I think it's the top priority in this objective is to see new construction.
And then the committee follows through and
so just works on move that to the top, everything else slides down by a number.
And make sure it clearly states new roads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think it's like
symbolism.
Yeah.
Page 50.
Yeah.
Way to go, Lawson.
he's on top of things, isn't he?
Words matter.
Yeah.
That's why he gets the big bucks.
You guys want new roads, so do we.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be fine.
Ensure the new committee.
What's that mean?
That's why we highlighted it for discussion.
Insurance.
Ensure, wait, but people drink that stuff for me. Yeah, okay. Okay. New committee's going to drink Ensure. I like that idea.
You're showing your age, Mike.
I am. You're right. I don't drink it, but you're correct. I'm old enough to, probably.
I don't even remember where that came from. I mean, you could just say partner with DelDOT.
Just leave it at partner with DelDOT.
Because once again, you don't want to prescribe the process. Partner with DelDOT. We'll look at the top considerations as part of the committee and everything else. I mean,
right.
And that'll involve bringing our traffic people in as well.
Right. Sure. I mean, that's because at the end of the day, the committee's purpose is to, I guess, as a liaison in some manner. But
right. And
they don't have any authority to make any.
No, but they would just communicate and advise on priorities. So they would look at the top and say, we like these things, we don't like these things. And
got you.
So I would say, could we just say partner?
Or?
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe you strike Ensure or something out of that thing, whatever.
I would work. Highlighted section is going to come out, so it's going to say partner with DelDOT to evaluate.
That's all.
There you go. Okay. Page 51.
And I know we discussed it at the last meeting, but we wanted to make sure everybody was good with the research of the effectiveness of the level of certness.
I think that's a yes answer.
Okay. And then we work with municipalities to establish and implement asset management plans for locally maintained infrastructure.
Explain that to me. What's that saying?
I'm going to ask DelDOT to explain that one.
Myers, do you remember where that came from?
Oh, here we go.
No, we've been through so many rounds, I'm trying to remember where it came from.
Basically, some of the asset management ones are related to resiliency and other work that has been done at state level. And like the idea was that work is translated in municipal plans, also the roads that are basically maintained by municipalities. If the same process follows through those plans, I think it will be a much better process.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the municipal roads play a part of the whole system.
Sure.
So I suppose it's looking at it as a system and trying to, see if make sure we're maintaining everything correctly. So I mean, I don't remember where it came from exactly. But
I guess my question is, when it says that, maybe this is what it's supposed to be, but I read that to say that the county is supposed to work with municipalities to establish an asset management plan to do. Is that something the county should be doing, or something DelDOT should be doing?
Well, but maybe so. I see it as kind of what I'm working towards at the moment, because I'm trying to work with municipalities who are updating their comprehensive plans to match Sussex County's plan. So maybe it's something the committee does. Maybe the advisory committee is to reach out to municipalities and help them manage in conjunction with and in line with DelDOT and the county. So that could be one of those responsibilities that need to be outlined.
Mr. Lawson, you got to look like you want to say something. Okay. I know you do.
I don't want to detract from that thought, but I have a thought on this, so I'll pause for a moment. I don't want to.
No, we want to hear your thoughts first.
Go to IG. I'll come back to me.
Burton?
There's a mention in here that about Melford's master plan being.
Well, we can get to that one.
Well, it's a municipality.
But you're concerned. It is.
Okay.
And so that's my tie back into.
Right. But I think this is a much larger approach to what you're thinking. I think it should be partner with DelDOT to work with municipalities to establish.
That was going
to
be my thing. Do you want us to just change that so that it, once again, it's just working with us and saying this is one of the things we could do to look at that, look at those local road networks and see how they fit into the big picture.
Yeah.
We can easily do that. Or
no.
This concerns me because we have no jurisdiction over local municipal assets. So I don't know why we would be looking at them, assessing them, or helping to implement them.
Good question.
So, okay, so we're not looking at it as a kind of jurisdiction issue. We're looking at it as a in good repair kind of issue. So the municipalities are responsible for those roads. And one of the things we do is try and help them find ways to keep them up to good
which
repair.
Which is correct, but like what you're saying is that's a you and municipality and the county just doesn't have a seat at that table.
We don't feel strongly about it. This is your plan. It doesn't need to be in there. We're just providing you some context of why it's there.
We can
strike it out?
Either strike it out or just say support DLDOT to work with municipalities.
Burton? Strike it out.
Strike it out?
I'm okay. Strike it.
Strike it out.
Okay.
Strike it out.
Okay.
On this, back to my frown, on this objective, just above this, it's 13.4.1, assess efficiency of evacuation routes. I just want clarification. Is that us or is that DLDOT? Because I don't have any person out of 500 people that know how to assess the efficiency of an evacuation route.
I think it would be the committee again, just working through informing and...
They would have to go through DEMA as well, so and with the county response systems.
I'm not sure the committee's going to have that ability.
I think Vince has some...
Yeah, so that came out of the commission where it was that the county, planning, zoning, and county council, you know, part of it was in land use decisions, we ought to be looking at the roads not just for current traffic, you know, like on a weekend or whatever, but also... Is this an evacuation route? It's sort of an awareness type topic, and that was one of the reasons because you know DLDOT prepared the element after working with the commission. One of the things the commission wanted was also figure 13.210, which I think was actually drawn by at the commission level, which showed those potential congestion areas. Again, it was just sort of an awareness thing that we need to have. Sort of the idea of evacuation, if that becomes necessary, in our minds when we're considering future land use. And I also would say we probably should keep this in here to check off that box as far as environmental issues that the state's going to be looking at.
But back to what Mr. Lawson said, I think I understand what you just said, but we don't have the ability to do that.
Well, I think maybe the question is assess efficiency.
Should we say the county should hire somebody to assess it? Or, I mean, I don't think anybody in this government has any ability, including a committee we're going to form, to understand how to assess efficient evacuation routes in this county.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're saying is basically you just want to know kind of what the status of those evacuation routes are when you're making land use decisions. That's not an assessment.
Yeah, no, I agree, because we're not going to be the ones assessing it.
Right.
So it seems like those first two words might just be. So what could we change those at? You know, what could we?
Well, actually, the town controls the roads anyway.
In the towns, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, and I think the overall.
If they want to say you go around 4 miles around town,
you're going
to
do it.
And you'll do it. Whether it's a state road or not, regardless who pays for a road.
I agree with what Mr. Robertson said. I certainly think that the evacuation routes and that kind of stuff is very important.
Yeah.
But the fact of the objective, who has the ability to do that? I don't think we have anybody that has that ability.
And I think,
I'm assuming DLDOT does. I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, you know, obviously, it
roads,
would,
I mean,
once but, again, it would, just like anything else, it would be, you know, kind of us preparing an analysis and coordinating with DEMA and reporting. So it just seems like we just need to work on those two words.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously it needs to be there that, yeah. But, yeah.
It would probably be obtain information from DLDOT regarding the efficiency of evacuation routes in the area around, because the next...
I was going to say the next strategy as well.
Well, no, the next phrase is then looking at, back to what we talked about before, was looking at increasing frontage setbacks on certain roads to accommodate expansion if necessary. So,
right. Yeah. But if you could change that first couple of words
so
there,
so from
it is very clear that the county is not doing this assessment of the efficiency or whatever.
Right. I see you writing, do you have suggested language or?
Yeah, I just wrote down what Mr. Robertson said.
Okay.
Obtain information from DLDOT about efficiency of evacuation routes.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We struck that other, that 4.14, we struck that, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Now we're on page 52.
Consider new methods to monitor at-risk infrastructure unsafe conditions.
How do we do that?
That was a committee suggestion again. That came out of planning and zoning related to citizen concerns over, citizen has a concern about a certain safety hazard on a road, and the comment was that it goes to DLDOT and no one ever hears about it again or wonders what happens with it. So once again, that goes back to follow through. And I think the planning and zoning, Vince might remember a little bit too, put this in here as a way of, once again, the committee would kind of track and say, okay, well, this request came in, and so I'm just giving you background on it.
Yeah, that might be a
What about bridges?
Did we think that in there?
Potholes, or what are we talking about?
No, I think there was some discussion related to some flood sensors and other things that have been basically DLDOT is putting some flood sensors in place, so that's one of the methods of, like new methods of monitoring at-risk infrastructure. So that there was some discussion related to that point, and that's why like this strategy was put in place.
But do we have that authority, or is that going to come from DLDOT?
I don't think we need that in there. Do you?
And I don't remember that particular strategy being that important.
I'm thinking. I think DLDOT's put.
Sam says strike it.
I don't think that it's necessary because the committee could determine a workflow for that later. Or you know, I don't think it's that important.
If the county determines that's one of their jobs.
That's what I mean. I think that it's not as critical as some of the other strategies in there. So.
Okay, so we've hit all the highlighted yellow items in this.
Anyone
yes.
else? Anyone?
Todd's got something.
Okay, you guys are. Wait a minute. Now we're going to go back to page one on the mobility.
No. Well,
and Mr. Burton.
New road is not mentioned in the byways. Lewis Byways, now I'm not talking new road as construction of new road, but I'm talking new road in Lewis.
Uh-huh.
It's not mentioned in the byway section. New road, wherever that page is.
Oh, so you're talking about where it says the historic Lewis Byway, that description?
Mm-hmm. Does it say Lewis Byway?
The historic Lewis Byway provides access to many natural and historic. You're talking about that one?
Yeah, do they mention the road new?
Is it officially part of the Lewis Byway?
It is, but we...
have you got a page number?
Including.
16?
Oh, wow. 17.
I mean, 17. The other byway descriptions don't talk about specific roads, but I mean, it's not saying we can't add it in there because of the focus on it, especially since we're talking about it in the plan.
Nanticoke Heritage Byway, isn't that the Seaford Byway Road? That's a named road.
Well, that starts at Hearns Pond and goes down to Laurel.
Yeah, I mean, these are mainly descriptions that kind of accompany the map to show to kind of describe where they go.
And I think the map actually showed
it does.
New road is highlighted in green.
That's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it's in there. Yeah. Back to my Milford master plan.
What page are we on, IG?
For some reason, I didn't write.
Oh, okay.
It's 20.
Okay. I knew you'd have her figured out.
Having said that, there has also been some success stories in the county showcasing an integrated planning focus, such as the Southeast Milford Master Plan. That's in the town of Milford. This is a county land use plan, and I don't know that I can measure it as a success.
It was simply an example, talking about a sub-regional, local area master plan. So that was the intent of it. What are council's thoughts on that?
Do you want to take it out?
Well, should it be there in a municipality deal? Because this is, I question it just because I think that we got an economic engine happening down there. I don't know that I agree with the Milford's master plan as it relates to the change environment that's occurred since the Milford Hospital has gone there. I just don't see how you plop a 5,000 employer section there and have a plan that was written 10 years ago and say it's up to date and the model of success. I question that. And I don't know that it should state it's a success here if it's not.
You're saying it's old because it's written 10 years ago. Just think what they're going to say about ours. Well, we've done 10 years from now.
There you go.
We're going to be old.
We'll be old too.
And I think we can definitely take it out if it's not.
It was just an example. Yeah. We can easily
take it out. I'm in favor of taking it out if you want to.
Page 31, it says purchase of property rights. I didn't think you could do that. You purchase property, you purchase development rights.
Key quarter visions, the second set of.
I don't know that you can purchase property right.
Bullet points.
I'm sorry, I'm getting there.
Yeah, so we don't have, just because we don't have the roads, we wouldn't be the ones that would be acquiring necessarily, you know, property for right-of-way expansion. However, you know, it might be that the county could use some of its land trust funds or other sources to strategically preserve areas that, you know.
Well, you can buy easement, you can buy acquisition, well, but I don't know that you can buy property rights.
Right. It's actually part of that corridor capacity program for DLDOT. That's actually in our regs.
The word property right?
This comes from the manual.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I can get clarification on that exact bullet, but my rush, if, do you remember putting it together? That comes from the
it doesn't say all property rights, but just
no,
some
it's some element
you
of
can purchase development rights.
I'm sorry, and I thought his question was whether the county could do it versus whether
the right, right, and I, but the preceding paragraph talks about DLDOT's program and that implementing that program.
And this specifically came from as a comment from the DLDOT internal review. Is there anything from Bill?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a good point. That actually came from an internal review.
Internal review.
From the.
That's an accurate statement.
Yeah.
They can purchase all sorts of different types of property.
Right, like, you know, an easement is a purchase of a particular,
right.
So.
Okay. And then lastly, I got increasing resilience. Should this study be done other places? You mentioned resilience just on Route 1.
What page are you on?
God damn, I know.
A lot of pages here. We're trying to keep up.
One mention of resilience, and it mentions Route 1, and I know that you're planning on raising Route 1, right? But I just wonder if we should look at other roads that need to look at increasing resiliency.
Was that with regard to environmental issues?
Yeah, safety and resiliency.
Flooding and that stuff. You know, I don't want us to just concentrate on Route 1 if we got flooding on in Longmont.
43.
Mm. Okay. I was in the wrong section.
Yeah. Climate framework and evacuation planning.
DLDOT has begun a process to identify a natural-based approach to increasing resilience of State Route 1 along coastline. I just wonder if we should expand that to so that we just don't look at one and say, okay, we're done with our resiliency work.
I think this one was just given as an example because that was an identified project, but we can include basically because DLDOT is looking at resiliency projects and focus for all roads in the state.
Yeah, just don't limit it to.
I mean, we could put a for example in there and then say, you know, apply that to our, I mean, would that.
Yeah.
Okay, you do that.
Anybody else got anything under?
I just have one minor one.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I thought.
No, are you done? Yeah. Okay. Mr. Roberts.
It's actually two, but it's the same. Just on, because my comments we've been through on previous workshops or this morning. On the figure 13.26 and 13.28 talks about Sussex County freight system, and 2.8 talks about navigable waterways. On both of those, it lists the Nanticoke River as going all the way up to the Kent County line through Bridgeville and Greenwood, which is true, you know, I guess as far as where the river flows, but
not for a freight system.
Yeah, not for a freighter.
In terms of what's navigable?
It stops at Seaford, like they were stops.
Yeah, and so just, yeah, if you want to just stop that, because the river will still show up as a blue line, but not that dark blue line.
Yeah, that's an easy fix.
Yeah.
It's
misleading. That's on somebody who wouldn't.
No, good catch.
What was the other one?
The same thing on two different maps.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's a product of us looking at it too many times where, so I appreciate that. Yeah, we can easily do that.
That's all I had.
Anything else, anybody on the chapter? Mr. Lawson.
Yes, sir. One quick one, I hope. Page 52, strategy 13.5.1.2. It references the Delmarva Freight Plan, and I think this came out of P&Z. It says support the implementation of the Delmarva Freight Plan. I'm unfamiliar with that plan. I want to make sure that we're okay supporting something, or somebody's okay supporting something. I'm not familiar what that plan calls for, but I think that came out of the commission's conversations.
Yeah.
Janelle, do you know what that is?
I know what it is. I have not read it. I will admit to have not having the chance to read it, but I do know what that is.
Who produced it?
I can provide some information.
Is it Dell Doc?
So the federal surface transportation bills, right, the last two, the FAST Act and MAP 21, as they're known, they actually have a lot of new provisions in there, and there's actually new freight money. There's freight programs, there's a grant program, there's dedicated money that Dell Doc can use, and part of that is that you have to have a freight plan. So we developed it 3 years ago, I believe, in response to the MAP 21 legislation. We updated it back in December for the FAST Act legislation to make it compliant with that. So that freight plan essentially allows us to designate freight corridors, which are on the maps in this chapter. That's where that data comes from, is that freight planning process. And it allows us to say there are freight priorities along these corridors, and it allows us to access a little bit more federal money and to
somebody get federal money.
That is one of the principal reasons for having that compliant freight plan. And then, of course, there's the added value of that plan, which is we identify that there's a freight need, and that gives us more justification to do certain things on that road. So that's an overview of the freight plan.
Okay. That's fine, I guess. Yeah, so
makes sense.
So that the freight plan, a lot of the stuff we've written about freight kind of comes from that plan.
Okay. You wonder why you got anything else that could get us some federal money, you just add it right there.
Totally agree. Anything else on this chapter?
I got one other thing. On 13.6.1.4, partner with Dell Dot and DART to strengthen outreach campaigns and encourage alternative form of transportation, which would include incentives. Which could include incentives. Is that we like in the word incentives? What are we doing?
It's probably, I guess you're talking about our incentives.
We can't be able to ride a bus. I don't know. What are we doing?
Train outreach programs that encourage alternative form of transportation, which could include.
Yeah, I mean, my only comment would be not to try to kind of prescribe what that would be, just thinking of, like local programs where we get businesses involved and we say, hey, let's do this, and they're going to offer you a coupon, or they're going to, okay. That's what I mean. I don't know that it has to be county or Delta necessarily. But.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. Anything else? Last call. Wow. That's good. Okay.
Thank you.
How about that? And it's only 12 o'clock. Well, I guess versus, come on back up, John, please. I guess versus, this is missing my thought, versus getting started on this thing at 5 minutes before lunchtime, doesn't make much sense. So I think we'll go to lunch, and then we'll come back at 12:45. And when we do, unless you've got a different plan, the thought would be to start at the front. And we've already done economic development chapter and mobility chapter. And
do we want to talk about land use and then start at the beginning?
Well, land use is going to be chapter 4, so it depends on how fast we move through the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can hit that. I think we can get through the first three chapters relatively
housing,
quickly.
What do you call
it
quickly?
Housing in between
4 minutes.
No, it goes introduction.
No,
probably.
Housing is 8 or 9. So okay. If we can get through the introduction, population, demographics, and the planning process, I think we'll be okay.
Now.
No. Oh. When we come back.
Okay.
Then chapter 4 is future land use.
Okay.
Well, why don't we come back a little earlier, Mike?
Maybe, I don't care.
Maybe we don't need 45 minutes.
So we'll come back at 12:30. How about that? We got 35 minutes.
And if we're late, we're late.
We'll come back at 12:30. If we're late, we're late. Thank you, George. Not that George would be late, but...